This is Yann Santin for Médecins Sans Frontières in Mayotte. What you can see here, both in the cities and in the slums area that are bordering them, is really striking. The level of destruction is huge. Fortunately, the number of casualties seems contained compared to what you would expect when looking at the level of damage. But beyond the number of casualties, the situation is really difficult for a lot of people. In terms of material damage, all infrastructures have been affected in a way or another. There's almost no electricity, no water, and the networks are really unreliable. Most houses in the city are damaged, but the worst situation is in the slums that host a considerable part of Mayotte population. And there everything has been literally wiped out. All houses, all the makeshift shelters are really down on the floor. People are living in the middle of what remains from their houses. This is just a pile of metal sheets, pieces of wood, a few things that they could save, like a mattress, or very few things actually. And this damage, this situation, comes on the top of an already very fragile territory that has a weak economy, high poverty, and difficult conditions of living already for a good part of the population. So it adds to an already existing real fragile situation. Needs are everywhere. One that you can see pretty acutely is the need to shelter. It's rainy season here and people are hurrying to reconstruct using whatever material they can get from their collapsed house. There's also an acute need of water. People are collecting water from muddy streams or whatever source that they can find. Food is really an issue as well. Meeting with people in the slums, they say that they're surviving on the little they could save from the storm. Their stocks have been destroyed, the food crops have been destroyed, and the supply generally in the island is severely disrupted. And then there's the medical needs with the risk of epidemics, the wounds that get infected pretty fast in this tropical climate. MSF has a team ready for deployment. The constraint is access, since only military planes reach Mayotte for the moment. As soon as we'll get authorization, MSF will deploy a team with medical staff and water and sanitation technicians.